I cannot even count the amount of times that I have heard somebody say, oh, it's time to move abroad because it's time to find me and time to finally find myself. And I know by moving to a new location, I'm finally gonna be happy. I'm gonna be just finally living my life that I was meant to live in the place that I was meant to be in. And then get there and find that maybe the happiness that they were looking for was not on the outside, but it was something more on the inside. This is something I've mentioned a number of times on Not Your Average Globetrotter, that moving abroad is not what is going to make you happy. And as I've mentioned so many other times, wherever you go, you bring yourself with you. But before I get too much deeper into this episode, thank you all of you who helped to make this content possible on a monthly basis through patreon.com/RafaelDiFuria, or for example, through the thanks button here on YouTube. And with all that said, I think it's about time that we get started with this episode, so roll that intro. Hello there, I'm Rafael DiFuria. Welcome back for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. And one of the first things I want to say on this particular topic, when you are going through life, of course, I will also preface that as many episodes of Not Your Average Globetrotter happen to be based on my personal opinions, based on personal experience, and also the experiences of others that I've interacted with over the years, this is not going to be solid sciences here. These are just pure opinions. But the first thing that I want to talk about is how there are so many people who look to find themselves abroad, look for their happiness in another location. And yes, it is possible to have a very different experience in a different location, but it doesn't mean you're going to be happy there. And I might argue that rather than finding yourself abroad, I don't truly believe that is possible. I believe, though, that you can learn about yourself. You can learn about aspects of yourself that may be in your home environment, your place of origin, that you might not have learned those because to an extent your life could have been on guardrails. Not everybody's life is going to be like that, but when you grow up and live in a certain area, and maybe if you've never left that area before, or if you've stayed within the same country, there are going to be certain things that are familiar that you don't necessarily have to think about and have to adjust to. They are just part of the normal, everyday reality of your experience. So among the things that you can uncover and learn about yourself, not finding yourself, but if there are underlying issues that you've dealt with throughout your life, some of those things could very easily start coming to the surface. And there could be things that maybe even if they're not under the surface, but they're overarchingly on top of everything, there could be the possibility that those might get magnified abroad. But of course, this might not be the same for everybody. And for some people, actually moving abroad could be a very positive change for them and could actually be what they need. So yes, I am generalizing in this episode when I'm saying that you're not going to find yourself and moving abroad is not going to make you happy. There are going to be people who will find some level of happiness, but true happiness, I will argue, comes from inside of you, not what's around you. But of course, your surroundings can definitely have an influence on your level of happiness, but it's not going to be the end-all be-all of what makes you happy at the end of the day. Again, just my opinion here. Another thing I've seen over the years, many people who maybe in their home country or their hometown or the place where they have decided to settle as an adult had a very social life and had a lot of friends and a lot of people around them and were always doing different things. But then when they move abroad, all of a sudden their social circle is minimal or none. And having to start all over again and meeting new people and starting a whole different life in a whole different location can be daunting. Although I'm not saying it wouldn't be worth it in the end, because there is still a benefit to moving abroad. There are still many, many enjoyable things that you can get by living in another country, having new experiences. There's definitely an intrinsic value to that that can add to your enjoyment of life, but I would say that maybe enjoyment and happiness aren't necessarily the same thing, although one can lead and help out with the other. But of course, this gets back into another thing that I've said in so many episodes about why it is so important to learn a language. It's not guaranteed, of course, by speaking a language that you'll get rid of your loneliness or that you'll be making friends in your new location. However, it will help fight isolation. And by being able to have at least basic communication with people around you, Okay, that still can be isolating. And granted, even in a room full of people, many people can still feel isolated and lonely. So it's not to say that by speaking the language, that's going to solve the problem either. But if you are someone who tends to feel that way and tends to have that as an underlying issue that you deal with, then you have to think about, is moving abroad the right choice for you? Is that something that you are willing to magnify? And this also gets into another thing that I've spoken about many times, and that is the pizza, pasta, and amore, the fluffy rainbows and butterflies and unicorns versus the reality of the situation. Idealization of a location, which I see very often. I've done it myself before, but I see it very, very often, especially amongst people who are just, I guess you could say, fresh off the boat. Oh, we're in our new country. It's amazing. It's going to be fantastic. We have so many new opportunities here, and it's going to be a wonderful life. And then the daily realities start hitting. And so this is one of the reasons why I do say very often that it is so important to have not just a pilot trip where you go and you kind of discover the areas that you're thinking about living in, but spending a fair amount of time actually in a location. And I'm not saying like a week, I'm saying like months. Only after that amount of time, when you've had a chance to kind of settle into at least some kind of rhythm, is when you're actually going to start feeling like you maybe have a handle on what real life could be. Yes, that is a big time commitment, but are you willing to drop everything for a place that maybe you haven't really experienced before, or maybe you've only been there on vacation? Personally, I would say that is a horrible idea to just move to a place because, oh, we've enjoyed going there on vacation for so many years. That can get you into so much trouble so quickly because you're thinking that your life there, life, remember that word, very important word here, but your life is not going to match up with the vacations that you've taken so many times, because when you're on vacation, there are so many worries that you just don't simply have on your plate. And even if you are retired and you don't have to worry about working, you still have the daily things that you have to take care of. Yes, fine. In some places, you can hire people to take care of some of these things for you. Or maybe you might be able to move into a building where there's building management and they take care of everything. But that's very rarely the case. And while it is possible to find in some locations, is that truly living at that point? I mean, hey, maybe there's going to be some people out there who are going to be able to find that life and make it work for themselves. I mean, I recently read an article. I don't remember where I saw it or what it was. I think it was one of these viral articles that kept getting shared from one website to the other. But basically, the article was about a couple, an elderly couple, or maybe not elderly, but retired couple, who did the math and realized that putting themselves into an old age home actually didn't make sense from a financial standpoint, and that actually being able to take cruises around the world full time financially made more sense to them. Of course, I might say that there would be some differences in what is available to you on a cruise ship versus at a care home. But hey, I mean, if that's what you're into and you do want to live on vacation mode for 365 days a year, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Clearly, it might not be for me, but hey, there's going to be some people out there that could find that it is definitely the right thing for them. But another thing, though, is that once you've expanded your horizons, that you've seen life in a different place, that can really impact you and can change your outlook on life when you do go back to your home country. That I've talked about this many years ago. I haven't talked about it in a while, about how when you leave your country, it's almost like you have this fork in the road, that you've gone off in one direction and the people who you lived with and were around have kind of kept going in their own direction, and they continue on the same trajectory that they have always been on, maybe. But once you have gone to see what life is like in another place and you've been exposed to some things, yeah, maybe there are going to be some parts of the world where you're going to see, oh, yeah, definitely, actually, life in back in the old country was maybe not that bad, but life could be in some places actually more to your liking. And then to go home to the country that you're from, or the location, the region, the city, the state, whatever it may be that you come from, and seeing how maybe there were certain things in a different country that actually were more to your liking and more agreeable with your lifestyle, that could present some challenges for going back. So there is actually, I would argue, a very big risk in moving abroad if you're not fully committed to it and if you're not 100% ready to take that jump, that leap of faith. Because even if you have done all of the research, there are still so many unknown factors that it's impossible to know before you leave. Once you're actually in your day-to-day life, that's when things actually start adding up, and when you get the full picture painted in front of you. But having exposure and seeing the grass on the other side, whether it's greener or not, it could change your own perception of the place that you came from. And I've known a few people over the years who actually had a very difficult time dealing with that, because you have the transition into your new life in a new country in the new place. But if you do need to go back to your home country, there is the transition back into where it is that you are. There's going to be a transition one way or the other on either end of the scale. And that is whether you had a positive experience there or a negative experience there. If you had a negative experience in the location that you've traveled to or moved to abroad, rather, then okay, that could make your transition to life back in your old country a bit easier. But if you feel as though you have a sense of that maybe you failed, or a sense of that you really loved that place where you were, but you could just never make it work, going back to the country that you're from could have its challenges that you have to take into consideration before you leave. You need to understand all of the potential realities and all the different ways that those realities could come into play and all the risks that come along with it. Yeah, I am talking about some very unusual situations as well. And I'm also talking about some very unique circumstances that people might find themselves in. I've always said that I think it's very important to have as much information as possible so that you can make a proper choice. Because if you just jump into something, where's the choice that you've made other than to just jump into it? And then once you've realized the choice that you've made, maybe it shouldn't have been a choice that you should have made to begin with. Because also another important factor is managing your expectations and not putting so many eggs into one basket that, oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing and that it's going to be the perfect life and it's going to be the right life that I have to live and it's going to be just the dream. When you put your expectations up that high, you can get let down and dropped so easily. So that's another reason why I would very much argue that it is very important to keep a realistic outlook on what it is that you may find. But of course, I'm Rafael Di Furia. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. And a big thank you again to those of you who helped this project to be able to continue through Patreon or the one-time donations such as the thanks button here on YouTube. Stay safe and healthy out there, and I will see you all next time. Later.